Hi guys, today I will be showing you how to make these cute little birds, and you're going to need 87 single rubber bands. You'll also need a holding instrument and also a cotton ball. So let's get started. First we'll start with the wings, and I already made one. I'll make one with you, so you'll have to pause the video to make the second one. And you're going to need a hook or a holding instrument to put it on, whether it's a pencil or toothpick or anything you have. Taking a single band, we're coming from the center peg, first to second, and second to third with a single band. And then coming diagonally from the second peg to the second side peg for both sides. Push it down a little bit. Come down once on the left side, and we'll come down in the center. So you have three bands in the center, taking a single band and coming diagonally from the left third to the center fourth. We'll come down one more, down the center, making sure you loop it in that order. So this rubber band is the last one in the center, and now we'll come down with three single bands on the right side. That's one, two, three, and we'll put a diagonal single band from the center fifth to the side fifth, and we'll come down one more band on the right side, and that's the end of our wing. Taking a single band and capping it off by looping it four times. Let's put some holding bands for our wings. Taking a single, twist, double it, put it from the fourth center to the fourth right peg, taking another single and creating the triangle in the center. So those are our two holding bands. Now let's loop up, go under the cap band, grab the bottom single, loop up and onto itself. And this peg, reach in, grabbing the top single, and loop up, and it should go to the center. Let's finish looping the right side, just reaching in, grabbing the bottom single, and looping it up and onto itself. And this one, pull back the holding band, grab the bottom single, and loop up and over, and just continue to the second center peg. Go to the center peg now, looping the bottom single up and over, and this one should remain here. I'm just tilting it so you can see, and continue on the center fourth peg, grabbing the top single, there should be two of them, and looping it to the right peg. Now let's finish the left side all the way to the center second peg, and that's what it should look like. Your right side and left side are done. Let's finish the center. Go in, grabbing the center bottom, loop up and over and onto itself. And finally, the second center peg, looping the bottom single band and onto itself. Take your wing off your loom and putting it on your holding instrument, and pause the video to make the second wing. So there are my wings, and now let's make the tail. We're going to use our loom and following the pyramid shape like that. So we'll start at the bottom, taking a single band, coming diagonally, another one, diagonally creating a V, and we'll use the bottom two pegs here. So there are our two Vs, creating a W, and we'll continue up to the top four pegs, creating Vs as you go. Push it down to zigzag back and forth. creating our tail. So that's what your tail should look like so far. We're going to cap these four pegs with a single band, and I will loop it three times. That's what it should look like. Now we're going to go under the cap band, grab the bottom single, loop up and onto itself. Repeat for the other ones, reach in, grabbing the top single. And I can see the teardrop is forming on this side, so I'll pull it to this side and reach back in, grabbing the last bottom single. Just continue in that row. So the fourth row, or the row with the four pegs, are done. It should look like that. Let's do the center row. Reach all the way in, grabbing the bottom single, and loop up and onto itself. The center one should have two bands. Reach all the way in, grabbing the top single, and loop up and onto itself. And you want the teardrops to be clean, so you want to make sure you're looping the teardrops back onto itself. Push it down. Let's take a single band covering the bottom two pegs, so from the first to the second peg, and we're going to go under, grab the four loops on the bottom, and loop up and over and to the center. So now you should have just a single band left from this last rubber band we looped on. So once again, on the other side, the second peg, grab the bottom four bands and pull the single down and loop up the bands onto that single band. So that's what it should look like. And let's take our tail off the loom. I'm getting my hook. If you have a pencil or a toothpick, go ahead and get the loops onto that holding band. So there's my tail. Let's put it aside for later. Let's make the feet. Take a single band, looping it four times on the hook. Now taking a single band, this is neon orange, twist, double it, and pulling the four loops onto the single we doubled, and getting it onto a hook. And my body is green, so I'm taking my single green band and pulling all those loops onto my single green. That's my foot. The other one, same thing, take a single band, looping it four times, taking another single, twist, double, and getting my foot onto the single we doubled, and now putting it all onto a single green band. Those are my feet. Put it aside. The eyes, I'm using Rainbow Loom Navy Blue, looping a single four times on my hook, let's repeat on the for the other eye, taking single band and looping it four times. So there are my eyes. The part of the face I'm putting on is white, so I'm taking a single white band and getting those loops right onto the white band. That part of my body is white, so if you have, you're using a different color, use that color to put the eyes on. And the eyes are going on row number 3, so you can decide what color band you want to use. Mine will be white. So that's my second eye. And now let's start our bird. Mine will be, again, green. This is neon green. Taking 2 single bands. And we're going to cross it in the center, stretch it out, and looping it to the peg across from it. And in the end, we're covering 6 pegs with 2 single bands. Loop from one peg across to the other. The center peg is just in the way. And you can also make this on the monster tail. Last set for the first row. Loop it on the single peg. Cross it in the center. And covering the last peg. So overall, we're covering 6 pegs. For row number 2, we're taking 2 whites. So we're covering from the first to the center first peg. And repeat for both sides. So 2 white bands covering from the first side to the center first. And the other 4 rubber bands, we're using green to cover the back of the head. So this is the front of the face, creating our hexagon. Go under, grab the bottom 2 bands, loop up and over to the center. Push it down. Row number 3, we're going to add the eyes. So get your eyes and looping it from the first side to the first center peg for both sides. For the other 4 bands, we're using 2 whites and then 2 greens over in the back of the head. So this is row number 3. We have 4 white bands covering the front of the face and then 2 on the back of the head. Now loop up the 2 bottom bands up and over to the center. Push it down, and let's add the beak. Taking my neon orange, I'm looping it 4 times on my hook, like that. And we'll add the beak onto the first center peg, so pulling all those bands off of my loom, off of that first peg, and pulling all those 4 loops onto those 2 white bands, and then putting it back. Onto that peg. So that's what it should look like. The eyes and then the beak on these 2 loops off of the first peg. For row number 4, we're taking 2 white bands to cover the front of the face. And then 4 green bands to cover the rest, creating our hexagon. Once again, loop the bottom 2 up and over to the center for all 6 pegs. Push it down. Row number 5, let's add the wings, and we'll do the face first with the 2 white bands on the first to the side first, for center to the side first on both sides. Get our wings. And I'm attaching it from the first to the second peg on our loom for both sides. And we can have the wing pointed anyway because you'll need to adjust it. Preferably the small part of the wing pointing upwards. So getting our loops from the first to the second peg on our loom for both sides, and then the last two, we'll use green. Loop the bottom two bands up and over to the center. All the pegs should have two loops on them. Push it down. Now we're going to expand it. That was row number 5. We're taking the two bands off of the center third and pulling it to the center fourth peg like that. Now we want to take a single band from here that's attached to here and putting it on the third side peg. So getting a loop off. And I see this one is connected to this center peg, so I'm going to put it aside. And getting this one off of the second side peg, it's attached to the first one, so we're moving that to the third side peg. And let's put this back onto the second side peg. So the second one should have one loop. This one has two. Let's repeat for this one. Once again, we want to grab the band that's attached to this one. So getting a loop off of the second peg, check to where it's attached to. The other side for this is going here. So I'm putting it aside. And this one is attached to the first, so I'm moving it to the third peg. And put this back onto the second side peg. So now we've extended to cover all 8 pegs. Let's take 8 single rubber bands and covering the 8 pegs. I'm using 6 green, the neon green, and then 2 whites to cover the front of the face. So that's 6 around the body, the back, and 2 on the face. Go under, grab the bottom two bands, and the second and third peg should have a single band, so loop the bottom single up and over. Push it down. It's row number 6. For row number 7, we're taking 8 single green bands covering the 8 pegs. We're almost done. We have one more row. So go under, grab the bottom two for all 8 pegs. Push it down. Let's do row number 8, and we're adding the feet and the tail. The feet, adding it from the first side to the first center for both sides. For the tail, I'm going to add it from the right third peg to the center fourth peg. And now covering the rest of the pegs with a single band. last time, go under, grab the bottom two bands, looping it up and over to the center for all eight pegs. There should be only two loops left per peg. Push it down. And now let's grab the loops. There should be two on each peg. I'm starting with the fourth center peg, going clockwise. Make sure you grab the two loops around your loom. Getting those loops onto your hook. And taking our little birdie off the loom. And you only need a little bit of your cotton ball, not the whole thing. Use about half. And you can use old rubber bands if you want. Get inside. He doesn't need to be that fat. Feel like you need more, get a little more. There he is. And let's tie his bottom off, taking a single band and pulling those loops onto the single band. Getting the loops onto our hook and tying a slip knot. Pull a slip knot, and if you want to make the tail a little forward, you can tie it around the tail or you can tuck it in, and make sure you push on him so he's a little round. And if you feel like he's not full enough, put more stuffing in him. So there's your little birdie. I hope you like them. Thanks for watching.